the top five on the Rokan Show.
Five.
Let's go.
Four, three, two, one.
Now, it's the top five at five on the Rokan Show with Anna Tavlantis. Sponsored by the Hip and Knee Center, where they help you feel new again.
Ready?
Yes.
Yes.
Get on with it.
Checking in at
number five.
Oh, this is pretty bizarre. You know, Jim Acosta, right? The guy who is the CNN correspondent.
Mm-hmm.
He's the
we
White House
him.
Correspondent. He's there. His hair keeps getting darker and darker by the minute.
Gosh.
You notice this? It's a
poofier, too, I think.
Yeah.
Some days.
It looks like he's had some work done now. But, you know, he's a constant whipping boy for the president.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like
real
it.
Yeah.
I'm not taking your questions. You are rude. You know, that sort of thing. Well,
he fake newses him all the time. You're fake news.
So the last 2 years have been, you know, pretty much a crazy thing. I think Acosta's written a book now. He's on Jimmy Kimmel Live. And he told a story about Sarah Sanders trying to rope him into singing a Christmas carol at the White House Christmas party just days after a judge forced her to reinstate his press credentials that they had pulled.
After I got it back, there was a Christmas party with the press and some of the folks at the White House, and she and this guy, Bill Shine, who worked for the president for a while, came up to me, and they wanted to sing the 12 Days of Christmas. And I'm thinking to myself, okay, wait a minute, we just went through this whole press pass court case and everything, and we got to about five golden rings, and I was like, that's it, I'm out of here.
What? Yeah. Just the three of you, they wanted to sing it?
And then
craziest thing I've ever heard.
It was, yes, and I didn't know if it was Deck the Halls or Deck the Correspondent, you know.
Wow, that's really very disturbing. It's like almost like a horror movie.
It is, it was.
Huh. Yeah, it's weird.
So weird.
It's all weird over there. I don't know.
Yeah. Hannity and Acosta are talking about meeting in the playground and fighting on the Twitter today.
They're right.
Like Hannity goes, I'll meet you on the playground anytime.
Because Sean Hannity talked about his friend Mark Levin, who's got a New York Times bestseller, and he said, check your glasses, Jim Acosta said. Mine's on the bestseller list, too. You want to have me on?
And then he says, we're not going to have you in your bleepy book on. But then he said, I will meet you in the schoolyard, Hannity said. I would watch those two guys.
It could be the same day that Tom Cruise battles Justin Bieber. It would be like the first act, like the opener.
What is happening?
Because that's how things should get settled in America.
I probably shouldn't say this, but at the 2016 convention in Cleveland, I did end up in a bar with Sean Hannity and his Krav Maga instructor.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Way.
Yeah. So
he's learning that.
Yes. So he's learning how to take your eyeballs out with like a fingernail or whatever
that's
they do
like
with
the Krav Maga. Defense.
Yeah.
Gee.
So if Acosta decides he wants to do it, let me call Acosta and maybe I just call the guy or the woman who dyes his hair first. They'll have his cell phone number and say, hey, don't meet him. Don't meet him.
Yeah. Good to know.
Right.
Of interest.
Yeah.
You'd want to know
Krav Maga, make America great again.
Yeah.
I think it's
really great. Isn't it really great that this is what we boil down to in America, is journalists threatening to take each other out into the schoolyard because they don't like the president of the United States or they love the president? It's weird, man. It's just weird.
It's weird.
But again, Jim, he knows Krav Maga. Don't do it.
Number four.
I bet Justin Bieber does, too. Don't you think?
So, I think so. Sunday night, ABC airs High Wire Live in Times Square with Nick Wallenda. Remember, he did this in Chicago. He walked across between the Trump Tower and
across the river, right?
Yeah,
Chicago River.
Yeah, who could? Yeah, right. Who could forget? Oh no, from Marina City to something across, right?
Yeah, right across the river there.
Yeah.
There's bridges. You don't have to do that.
There's an easier way, Nick. Like
10 feet away, dude. They go up and down for boats and everything. They're real good. They're good bridges.
So he's doing it in New York City now.
Oh,
which
you gonna do?
Which has sidewalks. He's going to do. He's got a 1,300-foot cable where he's crossing part of Midtown Manhattan. And he did this here, of course, in Niagara Falls, the Grand Canyon, all those other places. Yeah. So what are you thinking, Nick Wallenda?
Because it's Times Square. No one in the world's ever walked a wire over Times Square, so that was one of the fascinations. And to be honest with you, the distractions of Times Square were a fascination to me. The fact that there are so many distractions. Tens of thousands of people below me. I've got flashing screens below me. The key to wire walking is not getting distracted. Every distraction you can imagine is right down there. So
not falling is the key to it.
Be better at what I do. Yeah.
The dirty Barney's humping naked cowboy down there. I could really get him distracted.
You know what the most amazing thing is? Is that in Times Square, when he does this on Sunday night, most people aren't going to be paying attention.
I didn't even notice.
That's so true.
Do they want a tip? Do we have to give them money?
Where's, I want to pose with that
Statue
cowboy?
Of Liberty. Yeah, I want to pose with the Statue of Liberty lady. Who cares about this guy? I mean, are people going to watch that? He's not going to fall.
Well, maybe he is.
He's broadcasting it, right?
What if he does fall? That would be bad.
That would be really bad. And that would, and that's, and didn't this, what, is it a
there was
great
a,
uncle?
One of the, oh yeah, great uncle did die.
In Mexico City, right?
Yeah. And doing then there was another Willenda
a couple years ago
yeah. who broke every bone in her face, and she's recovering from that. She's coming back from
the
that.
The splatting Willendas and not the flying.
Oh, too soon. It was 1979. Too soon.
I don't want to watch that. I don't care if you make
All right, well, you don't have to. And neither will the people in Times Square. Well, and just, the cops in Times
so
Square.
That's so true. Hey, get down off of there.
Right, the cops in Times Square. Hey, nothing to see here. Keep moving.
It's the perfect show to DVR. Then you just put on like five times fast forward. And you can watch it like in a minute and a half. You made it.
Wait, hold on a second. Here's the problem is that you can watch it.
Yeah.
Or you could just wait to see
social media,
the news,
That's
and see
true.
If he made it or didn't. Because if he didn't,
if
then
he's trending all of a sudden.
Yeah, you'll know that he didn't make it, and that's okay.
Well, then don't is trending. Twending is trending on Twitter. That's a good point.
All right. Yeah, you'll see it.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah, I mean, if he makes it, it's not interesting. If he doesn't, you'll definitely see it. Uh-huh. All right. We'll get to your three, your two, and your one, but first.
Is it Friday?
There's also a gas leak in here, I think, too. We're just having a little bit of an issue. Let us now check out Kim with the WGN News. The bomb there. What's going on? You can't always get what you want. Are the Stones going to be here, too?
You mean in studio?
Yeah. Live Music Friday is coming up. And no, we do not have the Stones. Because they're getting ready.
They're stretching right now. Maybe a couple hours to get limber.
Right. They're actually restarting Mick's heart right now.
Oh. Is this the first show of the tour, right?
The kickoff.
This is the
North
biggest.
America and then the globe.
Amazing. This the crazy thing about this is that people are all from all over the world are here for the show tonight because they think this could be the last.
Oh, jeez.
So we want to make sure that stent holds.
Oh, boy.
You're a true Stones fan. You want to be at the start of it all.
So the. So the Stones are here, but Jacob Dylan of the Wallflowers and a musical genius in his own right was in studio with us in the 3 o'clock hour and then went over to Studio G right across the hallway from us here and recorded a number of songs that are part of the new documentary that he and another rock and roll icon, but in the production and executive ranks, Andrew Slater put together. Mm-hmm. Echo in the Canyon is the name of the documentary, and there's going to be a screening tonight at Arclight Cinemas in New City, which is between North Avenue and Division on Clybourne.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. ArclightCinemas.com if you want to go see this. They're going to be there to do a Q&A. They'll be doing some live music. We're going to play some of the live music they have done here because this is all music. Mamas and Papas, the Birds, the Beach Boys, that era from Laurel Canyon in 1965 when everybody was getting together and competing with each other and then sharing with each other and then having sex with each other's girlfriends. That's what that was all about.
Then wanting to write songs about them.
Yes.
That not everybody was comfortable with.
Yeah. Not always.
Good stuff.
Yeah, it is good stuff.
So, that is going to come your way at 6
Can't
o'clock.
Wait.
Top 5 continues.
Number 3.
Carrie Underwood, the NFL, and NBC have been sued.
Oh, no.
Yep.
What happened?
They're accused of plagiarizing the Sunday Night Football theme song.
Oh, gosh.
Heidi Merrill and the songwriting collaborators filed a lawsuit Wednesday in federal court in Manhattan claiming she created a song in 2016 called Game On, pitched it to Underwood's producer, Mark Bright, who passed on it, I should say. Merrill alleges that Underwood's song is the same name, Game On, which was played during the opening of Sunday Night Football in 2018, is a direct copyright violation. All right. We have opened up the Rowan Anna copyright court.
Great. We're good at this.
We always do this when these stupid suits pop up.
Yep. We always get to the bottom of it.
Yep.
Okay.
All right. Let's listen to Ms. Merrill's version.
Can you feel it? Here comes the storm. Can you hear it? 100,000 strong. Can you taste it? On the tip of your tongue. Are you ready? Let's get. Now, no one here should be sitting down. Get up, get loud,
I can, and just hearing it now.
Yeah.
I'm pretty close, and I know, and I should ask Kevin Powell since he whistles that song when he
It's kind of close.
Yeah.
It's kind of close.
Okay.
But not the real thing.
All right, here is the Carrie Underwood version.
Everybody's ready for the party. Everywhere coast to coast. Come on, we're just getting started. Been waiting all day, let's go. The gang's all here for a throwdown. A rowdy crowd rocking the place. If there's ever packed in a showdown, fired up and ready to play. The game on! Hey, it's Sunday night.
Yeah. It's on the edge. If I was the jury, the second one was Carrie Underwood.
Oh, okay.
But the fact that it's titled Game On is kind of...
I could do without either. As long as we have the NBC theme song, what matters.
We need consensus here first. Okay. Would you find on behalf of the defendant or on the plaintiff here?
Defendant. It's not strong enough.
I'm going with Carrie Underwood, the defendant, and her songwriting team. I think there's not a strong enough connection.
I think they sound exactly alike.
So you'd go with the plaintiff on this?
Mm-hmm.
Ms. Merrill?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so it's 2-1.
Yeah.
Kev, what'd you say?
Yeah, I'll go with Lauren here.
Oh, I'm the deciding vote.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
I am the deciding vote, and I am going with Carrie Underwood, because I'd like her to be on the show. I don't care about this other woman.
The first woman, she was talking about tips of tongues and stuff, too. It was much more innuendo-laced, her version.
Game on.
I didn't even know it was about football.
Well, I wasn't listening to the lyrics.
Well, who does?
Well, they have to prove not only that they ripped it off, but that they had knowledge of it, possession of it,
well,
you know, and all of that.
They
not
have that,
just,
though.
Yeah.
They have that.
Well, they have the manager, but, you know, did what did he do with it after that? If he just said, sorry, no, did Carrie ever hear it?
Yeah.
Game on. Mm-hmm. Game off.
Game off.
Number 2.
A previously unreleased track from Freddie Mercury, a 1986 ballad, Time Waits for No One, from the concept album and stage musical Time, dropped last night, complete with a music video of the late star singing the tune. Oh. Wow, they are wringing every last dollar out of that guy.
Is Rami Malek going to lip sync to this?
I mean, this is like... I know that he was a showman and would appreciate his renaissance here, but I think he'd rather be alive to see it.
Time waits for nobody. Time waits for nobody. We all must plan our hopes together, but we'll have no more future at all. Waits for nobody.
All right. There you go.
That's cool.
It sounds amazing. A little bit like that Game On in a lower key. No, not at all. Not at all. I think that was pretty good.
I did too. I loved it.
You think Freddie Mercury?
No, I mean, I think that song was pretty powerful.
I thought it was great.
Why wasn't it out before?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, why would you not release that?
Powerful ballad.
Think about that. That's strong enough to be on the album.
Wow.
Damn.
Remember, the album used to, you could only put so many on an album because it was vinyl and we'd run out of room.
Couldn't make a bigger one.
And finally,
number 1.
You know, this is really very musical top 5 at 5. If we didn't have Nick Wallenda splatting on Times Square potentially.
Yeah, even Acosta was singing at the beginning, 12 Days of Christmas.
Yeah. Jacob Dylan joined us in studio to talk about the new documentary, Echo in the Canyon. Just told you about that. Then they went literally across the hallway here, 5 steps away, and recorded a bunch of tracks for us, some of which we're going to play in the 6 o'clock hour. Time pending, because, you know, we got White Sox baseball coming your way at 7. But... won't play this whole one for you. Just a little tease of what you're going to hear after 6 o'clock.
No matter what in the world you do, I'll always be in love with you. No matter what in the world you say, I'm going to love you anyway.
Nice.
The
best we've ever heard our vocals.
Yeah. You guys have it dialed here.
Thank you.
The top 5 at 5.